All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Are people still listening on the live feed?
I don't care.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how many people are listening?
Five.
So it's, oh no, it's gotta, it can't be us, because we wouldn't be able to,
We've got five people listening.
I'm going to call. We've got Tranny, and we've got Andy.
And, can you guys keep an eye at the on the chat room to see if somebody's
I'm still not in the chat.
Oh, poor thing. Okay, welcome back,
Lady ladies. We have Lady Diana and Kirky.
Oh, maybe we should have Tranny Rack talk to us about the.
I have never talked to Rebecca. I think that would be wonderful.
Let's see if she wants to talk to us about sex, because you know it's new for her because she's got a new vagina, and I don't know if it's been visited. So we will have to ask her if she wants to talk about
visited. I got my ass visited last night. It was pretty hot.
Okay, last time we talked about porn, and that got into me asking questions about what part of men's, I like to call men's, that you like that is not sexual, not genital area, that you find hot and sexy. And we have Pinoy Boy talk about thighs. Chicken thighs? No, thighs. Mm-hmm. And I do like chicken thighs because the meat is juicier. But anyway.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Pinoy Boy talk about thighs and calves, and then JT talk about what? Pecs? No, chest and butt. And yes. We haven't really listened to David's response yet. So I'm going to have David talk about men's parts that you like that is non-sexual but is hot.
I like backs.
Me too! Me too! Okay, go ahead. Elaborate.
Take it down a level.
Elaborate. I like backs. I just, you know, like...
Like muscly like when backs? A person,
all, well, I wouldn't necessarily... If sometimes muscly backs, sometimes not necessarily muscly backs. But, you know, okay. Sometimes I'll see guys, as the, you know, when I'm walking down and their back is to me, and depending on if their hair is cut just right, and you can see their neck, and the T-shirt drapes just right, and it comes down to a nice ass. And it's just
I am actually a bit more specific. I'm actually shoulder. I love shoulders.
Like a defined shoulder?
Yeah. Like, I can look at men's shoulders even with shirts. It's hot.
Well, what's a shoulder is a shoulder. What I don't understand.
Well, that's because you're not me.
No, explain further. Elaborate.
I don't think I can explain it. It's just hot when I see shoulder, especially, you know, broad shoulders.
Uh huh.
I guess I just sort of associate that with man juice. No, like, you know, like men.
You like to come on people's shoulders, is what you're saying?
No. Everywhere else but shoulders. No.
I think we all enjoy that. I think John just doesn't know how to express it. I think that there's something about a healthy, broad-shouldered man triggers something.
Like the instinct thing? It's like the
strong
man that you can protect my offspring.
Yeah, because I feel the same way. It's like that's what I love about summertime is that you've got shirtless men.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, and when you're like driving up next to them, and you notice, oh, there's a bare arm, and they drive a little faster. Oh, he's shirtless. Great.
You know what? Maybe we can.
And then you guys, in the car in front of you.
If you guys come to, oh my gosh, if you guys come to Pod Camp, we'll go to the park and we'll wait for the hot men to run over the park. Instead of going out to a bar because I don't drink and I don't smoke, we just go in the park and sit there and look at hot men's run.
This is what I do at lunch at work. Because I go up to Bryant Park.
So you eat for you eat by your mouth and you eat by your eyes.
And you sit in the park and you see the men without their shirts on. And the other day,
and you masturbate your vagina.
No, talking about masturbating vagina. We have Rebecca Nay from Tranny Rack Radio joining us, and we are talking about sex today. And welcome, Rebecca Nay.
she's masturbating her vagina.
She is.
God, actually, if I kept doing that, I would get off.
Oh no, it's Christopher that goes off by voice, by sound. I'm gonna try to
Are
call
you dilating?
No,
she's not having a baby.
I was just rubbing my clitty.
Okay, hi, Rebecca Nay.
Hello, John Hong. Long time no talk to.
I know. Last technical issues tonight, apparently. So I'm going to call Christopher, but Christopher,
hello?
Are you still available to chat with us?
Of course I'm available to chat with you, John Ong. Give me one moment while I turn down my iTunes so that we may conversate in a more...
Conversate?
But wait, I thought he had a... Right, I thought he had a tennis match tomorrow.
No, that's Brad.
That's Brad.
Oh.
So, we are talking about sex, and just to let everybody else know who's here, we have Christopher from California, and we have Tranny Rack that's got a new pussy, and so we've got really, except for straight people, if there's any straight people, woman or man, on listening to the podcast who is daring enough to share your sex talk with us, let me know on the chat room. Just somebody keep an eye on the chat room. But
what about bi people?
Well, I don't have any bisexuals.
Hey, you gotta be something. I'll be sexual, honey. What you got?
we have at least a trans woman, and we're gonna be talking about that shortly. And we also have JT.
Can we talk about fucking cock? Because I'm really good at it.
Are you like Archer?
I'll be the judge of that.
Oh, David.
Are you white?
Yeah, he is.
The moment I am.
It doesn't matter.
Sorry, I don't eat white meat.
Oh.
Welcome to Hookup Radio.
JT. No, shut up. I'm introducing everybody. This is a new show.
Unless
JT.
I've had some ecstasy or a few drinks or something.
Christopher?
What?
Can you let me introduce everybody?
Oh, can you hurry up?
Yes, okay. And then it's JT from JT Online, blah, 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 and the rest of the websites. And then Pinoy Boy from OhMyPie.net and David B from The Occasional Fag. We're talking about sex from last week's conversation from porn. Well, I say last week. Like I'm going to post it every week. I don't know. We'll see. Whenever you get this, okay? And so,
hey.
Yes, Christopher. We were asking several questions before you got on. Also, Rebecca, prepare for this question as well. When you
Andy wants to know if somebody could teach him how to suck a cock.
Oh, we will have Christopher.
Of course, for a small fee.
We'll have Christopher teach or give us a few tips. Anyway, before you say anything, Christopher and Rebecca, be thinking about. Oh gosh, what part? Of a man or a woman that you like that is sexual to you but is not of a genital part. Well, I guess besides breasts. I guess breasts is not a genital but it's still a sexual organ, sort of, kind of. So if you like women, then don't talk about their breasts. Talk about like hair and stuff like that. So I'm going to pass that torch to Christopher.
Well, the most sexual thing for me, besides the genitalia, would be if a guy has braces or wears glasses.
Wow. Yeah, I think you told us about that. And I ask you, then how do you get a blowjob if they have braces?
You just have to shave properly.
No, it doesn't it like scrape you? I'm so glad I got my braces removed before I met
Bruce. What kind of blowjobs are you given that you're using your teeth?
Well, that's right. But the thing is,
Braces are on your teeth, and if you're using your teeth in the first place, you're doing it.
You should see a picture of me trying to do the mouth thing right now.
Okay.
What?
I'm trying to do my mouth in the shape where you usually do that, and I'm trying
Photo booth.
Oh my god, no, yeah, I'm not gonna find
almost, I can find almost anything about a man sexy. It's, I've been told that I have very odd taste in men, compared
That's good
to
for all of us, some of us.
What, I mean, you know, compared to like what, you know, like the average person finds sexy, you know, like mainstream media and stuff. I like quirky people. I like people like if there's something wrong with you, like if you're just a little weird or like.
Oh, thank you very much.
And stuff like
Bye.
That.
Like if you're missing a couple limbs.
Oh. You
know,
I know some people are into that.
I don't want to be able to throw you in water and call you Bob, but I mean, to me, it's all in my brain anyway. It's all in my mind.
Because
I can
even
you, John Ong.
What? Even me? I'm perfect and you can find something sexy about me?
Find something sexy about you.
Even though I'm perfect.
Right.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're perfect just like everyone else.
So what do you find sexy about me since this is my show? Like sexy as in...
Well, since I... I can chime in since I've met in person.
Oh, yes. My fat.
John, first of all, poor. you're only fat when I say you're fat.
Okay.
And in reality, you're not. I hate to burst everybody's bubble, but John Ong is not
fat.
Hey,
fellas, I gotta go. My boyfriend's calling. Love you. Bye.
It says right. Okay, bye. I think he really has to go. Okay, yeah, I think.
But I'm an eyes person. I love people's eyes.
Wow, this is Tranny Rack from Radio Tranny Radio. What is it? Tranny Rack. No, this is Rebecca Lee from Tranny Rack Radio.
So, Rebecca, do you like green eyes?
I do.
I have green eyes.
I love people's eyes in general because I find eyes to be very intense.
Well, it is true.
When you're making eye contact with a person and you're just in that moment and you're just kind of like laying there with each other, that is like, it's the best thing in the world.
You know what? That's true. I think I don't get turned on by eyes, but when I am having sex, if I have eye contact and look straight into the person's eye, it makes it hotter. Does it to you?
Andy wants to know what's sexy about him, and I would say, Andy, it's your belly button when I can find it.
Oh, poor Andy. Andy, do you want to join?
Andy's feeling ignored, so I just wanted to bring him into the conversation.
Andy, do you
want to
come talk with us?
No, I'll tell you what's sexy about Andy is he is like the sweetest, nicest person I've ever met.
Oh,
screw that bullshit.
It's
his belly button when I can find it.
It's true.
No, he has a gorgeous face.
No, he is.
I mean, his face is very, he's very handsome. Because, you know, I like men.
Andy's got cute eyes, too.
Right. Andy, do you want to join us? Do you want to talk with us with this?
Come on, Andy. Join our program.
Well, you know him. He's like ER. I'm not going to have anything to say. I'm boring.
Well, do you realize I ask questions?
My life sucks.
Yep, exactly.
So bad. No, it's okay, Andy. I ask questions, so you just answer. And
He said sure.
Oh, okay, good. So I'm going to call him. Andy Melton, please help me if I miss your website. Please just put it in the comments here. I'll add that to the show.
It's Andy, not Andrew or Andy Melton.
.net.
Right.
Yes.
Like
his latest post is a lot of love to me. I feel loved.
Aw. Okay, now we have Andy Melton on the line, connecting. It's very far. He's in this boonies. Oh, redirecting to voicemail. What the hell?
Oh. Dur it again, he said.
Says, dur it again. Lost the window.
Okay, this is so exciting. So, what were we talking about? We're talking about sex.
I know, this is almost exciting as listening to you try to search porn sites.
You have to answer all of Archer's questions from his
Friday,
all right. May 4th. Show.
Okay, let me do this. David B.
Yes.
Hang on to the questions. I'm going to ask Andy about the question that we just asked. You heard the question, Andy Melton.
No,
right?
I didn't.
You didn't? You were having food?
Probably.
Okay. You were chewing and it was so loud you couldn't hear. Let me see.
It was orgasmic.
Oh. Were you playing with yourself?
I just had three slices of pizza.
You just had what?
I just had three slices of pizza.
You had sandwiches just now.
This is third supper. That was second supper.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, I haven't even had first supper yet. I need to catch up.
Me too. I just had soup and chicken thighs. Andy Melton, the question is, of man's that you find attractive... No, which part of a man or woman, in case you are bi, that you find sexual?
Are you crazy?
Right.
The face.
Oh. So the face is the thing? Like you see it and you get like hot and tingly. It's a non-sexual part of the guy, non-genital part. Oh, yes. So it's a face, huh? See how different we all are? Do you know what I'm saying? Okay, now let's go further into the question that Archer posted on his show, Friday show, probably several weeks ago now. So go ahead, David B.,
no sex or bad sex?
Which one would you prefer? Is that right?
Yes. Would you prefer no sex, bad sex, or no sex?
Now, how many of you guys actually participated in that chat?
I did.
I was there.
Oh, so it sucks. Sorry.
Hey!
JT, are you in the bathroom?
No.
Because I heard echo.
Would you like me to be?
No, please. I'm not Tristan. I mean, there's nothing wrong about it. It's just that I'm not here.
Don't worry about it. I every time we on Real Men Wear Pink, we say our email address, Real Men Wear P, not the Tristan P.
Oh. No, he's sweet, but
he's cool about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's really nothing wrong about it, right? Nobody gets hurt, and if you want to do, I don't really care. It's just that, you know, whether or not you're into it or not, and I just happen not to be. Anyway,
so
let's
go. You're avoiding answering the question,
okay,
John.
Somebody
do you
go.
You prefer no sex or bad sex?
Bad sex. A sex is sex, I think.
Yeah. But see, I prefer no sex. I
mean, okay, how bad is bad sex?
Well, Archer talked about the whole time someone came over and they had douched before showing up and they were leaking all over the duvet, and I'm sorry, but that's bad sex, and I don't want that.
Okay, see, bad sex is too broad. Bad sex is too broad. So bad sex, in the way, is sex that you don't really enjoy. So rather than no sex, actually, I changed my answer to no sex. Because once you put, you know, bad sex is like sex that is not great, but it might
I'd rather
still be
masturbate
good.
Than have bad sex.
Yeah, is that
that's
overall?
Just,
yeah.
Or is that's
that
just like my opinion.
Like one instance, would you rather have bad sex or no sex at one
time? Oh, that's
it
a good
over
question.
Over the course of your life or what?
Can we find somebody with big enough arms?
He didn't explain that. It was like either no sex or bad sex.
Andy, you can find several.
I agree. I'd rather masturbate than have bad sex.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, Andy might still be a virgin.
I am. Anybody want to take care of that problem?
Go to Craigslist.
Honey, I live out in the woods. That ain't going
to
work.
Yeah, some people like to do it in the woods.
I do.
I've done it in the woods.
I particularly like
See,
it.
See, don't get flies. I don't want bugs. And I don't want to have like
have snakes.
A twig stick in your butt.
And Andy, I'm sorry, the snake excuse. It just isn't flying with me.
What?
Andy just did a post. I've been trying to get him to do a video podcast. And what inspired me is his last video when he was out in that field. And he had that little his little white blanket throwing that through the wind or whatever.
Right.
I wanted him to go back to that field and do a video podcast of him running through the field with Naked. Little House in the Prairie theme song in the background.
That would be so pretty and roll Naked. Down the hill and fall.
He won't do it though because of snakes.
There was a real snake. It ran out in front of me today.
It ran?
Fight. Snakes.
Snakes
don't
ran? It must not be a snake.
Shut up.
Okay, let's talk about sex, not snake.
Hey.
What's the most outrageous thing you've done?
Most outrageous thing.
Did you answer this one, JT?
JT? Did he hang up? Are you guys still here?
He's just avoiding.
No, he's not here anymore.
Where?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Still in the list.
Right. Well, he doesn't want to answer. Let's go to Tranny Rack. Rebecca Nay.
Yes?
The most outrageous thing you've ever done sexually?
Oh, shit. I've been...
Okay, that is priceless.
I've been peed on.
Okay, Tristan. Is that good for you? Was it exciting?
If you count that as an outrageous sexual act, sure.
Well,
I mean,
no, but was it? I mean, did you enjoy it? I mean, it was outrageous, but did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was exciting. So that's good. So you enjoyed it. Good.
Yeah, I'm a dirty fucking skank. This was like 10 years ago, though, so...
It's okay, I met you and you don't smell like pee anymore. And
yeah, I generally take a bath if somebody's going to pee on me afterwards.
Right, you don't just like go out for dinner or something?
Yes.
A little pee, a little dinner.
Ew. Stink.
Yes, I'd like some water sports with my lasagna, please.
Ew. With a glass of apple juice.
Mmm, Yummy.
Okay, Pinoy boy.
Do I have to say?
Yeah, dude, you don't have to.
Honey, I just admitted on his show that people pee on me. So get to talking.
I particularly like that.
Well, God damn it.
Yes.
Play piercing.
What is that?
Where you get microfine needles.
Yeah. Wait, can you talk amongst yourself? I think my hubby's calling me right now.
Oh, okay.
So what did you have play pierced?
What was that?
What did you have play pierced?
My scrotum.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Got any pictures, honey?
Ouch.
No, I was quite young then. Yeah.
What's quite young?
I was underage. I was 17.
Oh. Can you take some
I guess I'm not one to say ouch to that since my scrotum was turned into a vagina, but hey.
Yeah, yours was turned into something more pleasurable, but yeah.
Yes, yes. I have to agree with that.
Mine was just abused.
Well, I had my perineum pierced years ago, and I didn't videotape it, and I wish I would have.
Now, does it enhance sensation?
It enhanced my sensation, yes.
And it still continues to?
I like it when someone plays or licks or messes around with my perineum piercing, yes.
Oh, with just the piercing? Okay. Because I do enjoy...
Now I have to listen to my own podcast, damn it. Because I wasn't listening. Okay, go on.
You have to answer the most outrageous. We've moved on.
I've moved on, too. Now, it's really nothing exciting about the sex itself. It's just the location. So,
okay.
It's a dark room. Photo dark room. Anyway.
In college?
After college.
Oh, so it was here?
Oh, not here, but there.
Oh, okay.
Hey. Not here, but there.
Sorry, I'm a little vague.
Just a little bit.
You're being very vague.
I know. Anything that involves another person without consent, I try not to talk about.
You don't have to say their name.
Right, but I don't really have a lot of sexual partners, so shut up. Okay. Okay, continue with what you guys were talking about. So you were
talking about
your
piercing.
Yes. Oh, piercing. Oh, yes. So what is play piercing?
Well, you get microfine needles pierced into you.
Oh, Jesus. That hurts.
Yeah.
But it's sexual. It's good.
Yeah.
No, see now, I just lost my erection.
Sorry.
See, after having my perineum pierced, I thought about doing my nipple, but then I was...
What is your perineum?
Is this the whole point of this fucking podcast, to get you off, John?
No. This is free porn for John.
No shit.
And my listeners.
John has a lover.
No, I don't think I've ever talked about sex before. I don't think I can do it by myself because I try to be... No, shut up. Right. We are vegetarian. No, I'm kidding. So I don't eat meat. We don't eat each other's meat. What was I going to talk about?
I've never had fish, but I'm interested now.
Pierce?
I have some.
Piercing?
We were talking about piercing.
Right.
Anybody other than me pierced in this room?
Oh, you said you're what? You're perennial?
Perennial.
Perennial.
Not perennial, perennial. The taint.
Which is...
Patience.
Which is...
It taint your dick and it taint your asshole. Oh. You know, the area between your asshole and the back of your scrotum.
Oh. Let me try to see.
You're sitting on it, John.
John, we talked about this.
Oh, yes. It's the area that you push when you massage your prostate.
Yeah.
Okay, with that, what is it called? Aerospace?
With my aneros?
Yeah. Aneros. Mm-hmm. Yes. And go on.
And so they pierced it with one. It was, you know, a hollow needle and put a ring in it with a trapped bead, which has been there for I don't know how many years now.
You good?
I bled for a while. I had to go out and buy maxi pads.
Oh my lord! Okay, what is sexual about it? Is it the piercing itself or?
Oh,
the...
See, I've always liked I'm. That's a sensitive area on my body.
It's a very sensitive area.
And
which part? Is it the in between your penis and your scrotum?
It's behind the scrotum, but before the asshole.
Oh, so are there two areas, or is it just one area? Your perineum.
Your perineum is like. Dirty to me. Oh,
yeah. Who's that? Is that Andy?
Yeah, it's Andy. I'm sorry, I had a phone call.
Oh, okay.
Where are you pierced?
In a taint.
On my taint, darling, my taint.
Oh, that is so gross.
Gross? Don't say that. I got one. Okay,
that is
taint
so
is
nasty.
There's only one area?
Oh.
There's only one area, and it's not nasty.
Okay. So let me touch myself to see if I get excited.
Can you
no,
send
I
us
don't.
A picture?
JT, can I send you a massage picture? Your taint?
A picture isn't in there, and I always liked it. And back when I worked at the porno store, as I was saying, we had all these bondage videos that people would steal, so I dubbed them and put the dubs on the
on your taint?
And one of the videos was this guy, he gets kidnapped in London, and they take him away, and they pierce everything. And I'll tell you, the Prince Albert piercing is painful to watch.
No, ow.
You know, thank you very much, David. When I meet you, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to grab your taint.
How do you spell taint?
T-A-I-N-T.
No, like taint.
But in this video, they pierce the guy's nipple, and then they pierce his taint. And I was like, ooh, I think I want to try that. So I went out and got it pierced.
Okay, so does it still...
okay, guys, yes? I'm going to go eat dinner on the way you pierce and pores to your own taint-piercing devices.
This conversation made you hungry.
Yes, it did.
It's making me hungry.
Before you go, have you had sex yet?
Have I had sex yet?
Yes.
On the 19th of May, which is my birthday, I'm planning on re-losing my virginity for the second time.
19th of May. Maybe by this time the show is out, you probably are having sex.
Yes, baby. Where Alex and I are planning on going and getting a hotel somewhere on the coast.
Very good.
It's on a Saturday, so I'm looking forward to that.
All right.
Yes, I think I'll be ready.
Enjoy, and go to trannyrack.com and check out the experience. Are you going to talk about it?
Videocast.
Will you video podcast that?
Oh, yes. That will be my inaugural porn episode.
Oh, my gosh. You know who would like it.
Water sports and all.
Adam Grimm. Okay, let me...
We need the air conditioning on in here.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us.
Okay.
Rebecca.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Rebecca.
Bye.
Okay. So, okay. What were we talking about? Taint.
Oh, my gosh.
Taint. Oh, so JT. JT, what was your wildest, most, what was the question that he missed? Most
what
outrageous.
Most outrageous sex act, I guess.
Nothing exciting.
Yeah, kind of like me.
Never done anything very exciting.
Well,
I've never had sex in a hot tub either, JT.
Well, you can't. Somebody needs to tell me how to get the lubrication. John and I have tried. It doesn't work.
Not me. Just to make it clear, his boyfriend's name is John.
It's the chlorine doesn't allow for the lubrication.
Hey, okay, I have a suggestion. Mm-hmm. JT, they do sell baby oil that is in the gel form, and use baby oil in the gel form.
And that'll work underwater?
Uh-huh.
Oh, if I came up with a bottle of that, John would be like, he'd be like so happy. That's a good idea. I'll try
it. Well, you probably want to do it outside of the water and then slowly move in.
Yeah, and when my neighbors call 911, I'll give you a call.
Turn out the light.
That's a good idea.
Yes.
My brother and his boyfriend regularly have sex in their hot tub, although I do have to admit they do have high fences. And they use some sort of natural stuff. They don't have chlorine in their hot tub.
Oh, they have bromine, probably.
And they require you have to like shower and go into the thing naked. There's no
chlorine. Oh, how annoying.
Washing machines allowed in the hot tub. Mm. But I'll ask when I'm in Ohio, I'll have him explain to us how to have sex.
Ohio. Oh, good. Do a podcast.
Do a podcast.
Right. How to have sex. No, not just
in
sex. How to have intercourse in the hot tub.
In a hot tub.
No, it's how to fuck in a hot tub.
Okay.
Right.
Hot tub fucking.
Okay. Here's another question. Do you consider intercourse as sex, or do you consider other stuff as sex, too?
If it leads to orgasm, it's sex.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I agree.
If it's something that you can't tell your partner, it's sex.
What if you can't tell your partner? Like you have an agreed open relationship. Is it not sex because you can tell your partner?
Yes.
See? Yes. Okay. What's the other questions you may have from Archer's show?
Do I remember any of the other questions?
You don't? Then we're done.
Then I guess we're done.
No. Yay. Let's see. How can we talk about sex and
I'm
fall
like,
asleep?
You guys on the East Coast, it's like 11 o'clock on a Friday night. We are such losers.
Okay, what
it
about...
10:45. I live in New York City and I'm still... Well, actually, I don't have to go out until after midnight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to get another piercing?
No.
David, this is what my question is. So that's the most sensitive part of... Well, at least one of...
That's one of my sensitive parts, yeah.
So, it's sensitive before you I was going to say poke it, but before you pierce it?
It was sensitive before I pierced it, yeah.
How is it sensitive for you? What kind of stuff do you have to do to get you all tingly?
Just if you, like, massage it or play with it or lick it or nibble on it.
I'm going to have somebody try this on me because I've never explored that area before. No, I'm touching it myself, like, and just feel like I'm adjusting.
Maybe it's not sensitive to you. Maybe it's not.
Maybe
are your
it's
nipples
not.
Sensitive? Do you like to have your nipples played with?
Yes.
See, and that, like, I thought I would also get my nipple pierced as, like, the second. But then
but
my
you
nipples
don't,
are very, I liked
if it,
them
if,
to be played with. I was worried they'd lose sensitivity.
Oh,
ooh, they're all
right.
Now.
Okay, and mine is sensitive, and so I don't know, though. Piercing might actually take away the fun for me because
yeah, that,
it's painful.
The piercing actually wasn't very painful, the actual having.
But the thing is, it's constantly there, and it's cold, I would think.
Yeah, and see, people who I've talked to have had their nipples pierced, they say it's, you know, you risk losing the sensitivity, and if you don't, then you know it's like you have an erect nipple all the time because it's constantly stimulated. And I don't know if I can put up with that.
No, I'll be working and I'll be tired. I'll be working. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so ugh. No, I think I would like to save that for with an on-off switch rather than a 24-hour
and a 24-hour
thing.
Boing!
Okay, right. I'm bored with this, so I'm getting off here.
Hey. What about you, Anzi?
I've never done anything. I'm a virgin.
I know, but like yourself?
I don't do that kind of stuff. That's for dirty people.
You don't masturbate?
No, not at all.
You just eat?
Mm-hmm.
Is that your masturbation?
Oh, yes.
It's a form of sex.
Oh, well, but what do you like? What do you picture your first experience? What do you fantasize about? If you want to answer.
I really don't know.
Have you? I'm sure you fantasize. Right?
I can't really say at the moment.
Okay, all right. Tell me about that privately when I hit the stop button. Thank you, please.
I gotta go help my sister hook up her new Mac.
Oh, ooh, yay!
Yep.
All right, well, thank you so much for not talking much.
be sure to show her X, too.
But we love you.
Okie dokie.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I guess maybe we should wrap up, too. Any other final words before we let go? I thought sex is gonna be more interesting than that.
What are you saying? That we're boring?
Yeah.
We are kind of boring.
Well, I think the taint piercing is, like, very interesting.
Okay, what other... Okay, let's talk about masturbation.
Pardon?
Before we go. Well, now, we talk about sex with other people and now masturbation. Sex with yourself? Do you consider that sex with yourself?
It leads to an orgasm. It's sex.
Yeah.
Right.
Self-loving, honey.
Self-loving. Okay, when did you first discover masturbation? Like, how did you learn about it, and also when did you start doing it?
No, I was at summer camp, and
ooh, that's
the guy
hot.
In front of me. No, the guy in the
how old were you?
Above me was making 14, 15.
Okay.
And the guy above me was making funny noises and rattling his bed, and I realized what he was doing.
And then.
And then I did it myself.
The Wait, same
so
night?
You just realized? I mean, you knew about the act? But
well,
you just...
actually, National Lampoon's Vacation, I think, was one of the ones where I realized what it was and what they were doing.
Is that a movie?
It's a movie, yes. What? How do you not know that's a movie?
We have international listeners, so shut up. America's not the whole world.
Yeah, it was a movie, and I realized what it was, and then I was at camp, and I'm like, oh, well, I'll try it.
But how do you know what to do with it? Do you just, like, follow the action of what you saw that guy was doing, or did it actually excite you when you see the other guy was masturbating?
No, just follow the action.
And it feels good, and it grew.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember your first erection? Probably not. You know, babies get erection too. Conscious one? Oh, do you guys have, like, wet dreams? Did you? Any one of you? Oh my gosh, did I lose everybody?
No.
Okay, it was so quiet that I thought I'd lose everybody.
We had this discussion on our show.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah. Nobody on our show had one. I had one when I was 10.
Oh, and you remembered it.
Yeah, and that's where I kind of discovered myself.
Oh, at a very tender age of 10.
Yeah, and we had a very in-depth sexual education class in grade school.
Oh, in Canada. So,
No.
Here.
No. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Where?
In Detroit.
Oh.
Yeah.
We did not have an in-depth sexual education course in school in Ohio.
See, we knew about it and you know, we just weren't shown the mechanics of it, but then you kind of discover yourself and, hey, that's how it works.
Oh my gosh, I just saw somebody in the chat that said something that I didn't see. somebody's got a Falcon account or something. You guys can try to use it. And he says armpit. I guess that armpit is the sexual part. I'm sorry if you're listening still, Mr. Whoever. I'll call you Lee. How about that? And I'm going to eat him to the cheat if he's still here. I'm sorry. I just saw your name popping. I mean, I just saw your message. Maybe I should... Lee! Okay, this is so boring. Okay, I thought maybe he's in there. I cannot add him. Oh, he is in the chat. He's just privating me. So this guy, apparently, I guess. What? Jerry Springer has a lot of sex and food scene. Add me to the live chat. So anyway, I'm just catching up on what's going on in there. Anyway, masturbating. Okay, so food camp. No, not food camp. Pod camp. No, if you want to discover about masturbation, go to pod camp Midwest. Pino. Oh my gosh, I lost JT. But he's answered. Now, did I lose him or he just went? He just left.
I don't know.
Well, let's see if
he just left.
If you guys want to see, maybe he, somebody's back. Anyway, let's see, Pinoy boy. Is that your discovery?
Which one? What?
Your dream, your wet dream. This took you to exploring more, and led to.
Yeah, when I first knew that I could ejaculate, that's when I knew. Hey, I think I'm sexually mature enough, and.
Oh, so you have the knowledge. I did not. I was very stupid. I did not. We did not have sexual education. I did not know what's going on. I have to discover it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And what about you, David B?
I've been masturbating as long as I can remember. I don't remember when I learned how to, like, you know, jerk off in the way that people jerk off now. Uh-huh. When I was a kid, like when I used to take naps,
uh-huh.
I had a habit of, like, lying with my hands underneath myself and kind of rocking back and forth, and it gave me pleasure. And I couldn't do that.
You're probably too young to ejaculate.
No, I was too young to ejaculate.
How old is it before you can actually ejaculate? You have to reach puberty.
Yeah, you have to reach puberty, and I don't really remember my first orgasm.
Was that 12 years? No, 10. Some people, yours is 10, right?
I freaked out because I thought I was a little bit early to do that sort of thing.
But you've already learned about it. You already have the knowledge.
Yeah, yeah. Grade school, they start in fourth grade here. Or
oh, I see.
Maybe earlier, but yeah.
That's they still do time. with all of the federal funding requirements that allow you to only teach abstinence? They have.
I'm sure they
give
do.
Good.
You mean abstinence? You cannot masturbate? They should teach masturbation if you want to teach abstinence.
Oh, no, they get all upset if you teach kids how to masturbate.
Or at least talk about.
We weren't told about it, but we actually talked about it. I mean,
Yeah.
We didn't say
this is how you do it. Because, you know, everybody does it differently too, I think. Don't you?
Yeah.
Think?
They didn't teach us the mechanics of it.
Right.
But they just said kids masturbate. Did they teach you that it was okay to masturbate?
Yeah, they didn't say that it was anything shameful or wrong. No, they said it was a natural thing. Because there was like a question and answer portion at the end of like the, because it was like a 3 or 4 week sort of thing in science class, mm-hmm. where they separated the boys and girls.
See, it must be a natural thing because I was never taught. You know, it just came to me. Hey.
You will find ways
to pleasure yourself no matter what it is.
Yeah, it's a primal thing, right? You notice if you touch a certain thing, you feel good. And so you pursue it and then you find an ending to it.
Yeah. I think once you find it, it is almost embarrassing. And I hope that, I don't know even if I want to talk about this. I think I truly discovered my penis. Not the pleasure part, but actually discovered the whole thing about my genitals when I was probably 14, 13 or 14. Isn't that sad?
No, there's no shame in that.
Because, I don't want to go into too much detail.
Come on, John.
Nah! I'll tell you guys if you guys come to PodCamp, I'll tell you in person, but I'm not going to put it on the PodCamp. I mean, on the
Well, but you have podcast. I guess you are a pod. Are you still, is this still up live?
It's live and it's also recorded.
But you have
what?
You have control over whether the recording gets posted, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes, but it's good. I think I want to post it.
It's not like it's on TalkShoe where they post it whether you want it or not.
Oh. No, yeah, I have control. I can even edit, but I'm not gonna.
That's because you're too lazy to edit.
So yes. I think I started masturbating in a very non-traditional way when I was quite young.
Yeah.
Maybe about, I wouldn't say 10 or 11 years old. And it felt good. I do it, but it just felt, I don't even remember. Do you climax before puberty? Or does it just feel good?
Well, I think... Does a climax need to have an ejaculation?
Or no.
No. But my question is, do you climax?
Maybe you do climax before puberty. You reach a climax, but you don't ejaculate. I mean, I don't know. I don't specifically. I mean,
I do.
I was masturbating in some non-traditional way since as long as I can remember. So.
Me too, I guess.
But I don't specifically remember climaxes.
I don't. Well, I remember I have to do it before I go to sleep. So I must be doing a lot of it.
it's a great way to, you know, cure insomnia, isn't it?
And mm-hmm. and I must not ejaculate because I went straight to sleep. If otherwise it would be messy if I did.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I guess I did. It's very interesting. You know, yeah, I'm shy about it, but I think it's something that we, you know, I'm shy, but I want to talk about it to some degree. Without revealing everything.
We've got to leave something for a future podcast, so listeners.
Or for your imagination.
Right? Oh, you're such a tease.
talking about tease, you are a bigger tease than I am, I think, sometimes.
Me?
No, on your show, you always tease, and then it's like, oh, let's see what they think about that. Let's see what the audience
just don't talk about it.
No, that's very smart, though. That's a good way of getting people to involve. So... masturbation, sex with the women.
Okay.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
David?
Yes.
By choice or exploration or confusion?
Choice and confusion when I was in high school.
Okay.
I had a girlfriend my freshman and sophomore years in high school, and a boyfriend my junior and senior years in high school.
Oh, cool!
Wow.
See, I was from Asia.
With boys in junior
high. I grew up in Asia, and I went to a boys' school. Ooh, hot! But I grew up in Asia, and I'm from a Catholic family that never talk about sex, so I didn't really know much, and so I wasn't even thinking much about sex most of the time. Too bad, because I went to a boys' school, and then just recently, within the last year or two, found out that there were apparently a few people of my friends, some of them I know, had, well, not really sex, but had oral sex in the band room, the practice rehearsal room. And they got into trouble. Actually, they got caught giving each other blowjobs.
Ooh.
But, oh shit, I just said something. Oh, never mind. I didn't say who it was, though.
You've said it before. This is not the first time.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, somebody did have sex, and I was so innocent and in the dark that I did not know anything. Too bad.
Yeah, I had this image of being so innocent, but like I said, I had a boyfriend, so...
Were you innocent too?
No, you I had an image of being innocent, but I had a boyfriend and we were fucking like bunnies.
Oh. Protected, hopefully. Or maybe that's prior to...
I was in high school in the late 70s. I graduated in 82.
So that's prior
so
to...
No.
But young people...
Oh, actually, I think we may have been using condoms.
Right.
I think.
Young people, you don't have condom, just go to get a Walmart plastic bag. Sorry, I'm just kidding. John, I'm kidding.
Here in New York City, we give out condoms, and they have little like Subway logos.
Oh, I love those. What's it called? There's a cool name for it too.
The New York City condom. Oh,
no, it has this new tag thing.
I'm getting a phone call. I'll be right back in a second. Okay.
All right. There's something. Oh, never mind. There's this name. Do you remember? I remember seeing the new package on the condoms.
For what? Was it a specific brand?
No, it's they have this new cool thing. Like, it has something to do with New York. And there's this something. Oh, gosh, I forgot. There's a name. New York condom. No, there's something else cooler on the package. Let me see if I can find online.
Was it given out by the health department?
By the city, I think. But I'm not sure about the health department. Yeah. So there's a new design, and it's black, I think, and it has the Subway sign on there. You know, the ABC, A line, B line, whatever.
Oh, I see that. It's on the New York condom. Why is it an IP address?
New York. Where is it? When you find it, there is a line that's very clever line about something, safe sex or cover or something, or something or other that's smart. Oh my gosh, I'm so boring. New York condom. Did you see the packaging?
New York condom posters? No.
Like the posters. Yeah, go to the posters and see.
It's a skyline with...
Right, right. And what does it say? The text.
New York, we've got you covered.
That's right. See? That's what I was trying to say. Thank you for Google. Did you use Google?
Yeah.
Right. Thank you for Google, and thank you for Pinoy Boy.
New York's hottest new rapper.
Oh, yeah. See that? Yeah. Hottest new rapper. But what I was thinking of was the poster, the one that says, you know, New York City got you covered or something. So I think we should end the show. Oh, my gosh.
Handfuls of those back.
Oh.
Ooh, I got handfuls of those last time at the Gay and Lesbian Community Services Center.
Oh, cool. Any last condom? Any last word?
Safe sex always.
Safe sex always. Enjoy sex. Don't
Especially
be afraid of it.
Screw around as much as I did.
Right, you don't anymore?
I'm old.
Does age slow you down, or is it just because?
No, oh, age didn't slow me down. I'm kind of dating someone right now. That's who called.
Oh, I see. Oh,
yay! Is that where you're going out after midnight?
We're not going out after midnight. I think we'll just stay here and have sex.
Oh, good.
Nice.
What? I'm gonna do that too. let's see. Oh, I had a question. You were saying... Oh, yes, dating, age. But I forgot what the question was.
I'm 44.
Age, sex. Does age slow you down? No. I forgot what I was going to ask, so never mind. Go screw yourself. Literally. Thank you so much for listening. This is yet another episode of Boring Sex Talk.
We make sex boring.
We make sex boring. Oh my gosh, if you want abstinence, the president should come talk to me. Oy. All right. Well, if you want to have sex and you'd have too poor to get condom, go to nyccondom.org. you can also place a bulk order by call 311. I just haven't.
I think the 311 only works when you're in New York City.
Right.
I think you can do it.
If you're poor, go to New York first.
That's it. Go to New York because you're poor. You should come to New York. You can live in the subways and you can get free condoms.
Right.
And there are certain subway stations where I understand people have sex.
Oh.
And I think there are videos of it at dirtyboyvideos.com.
Oh, what is the other website again? Oh, that's a paid website?
Yes, I think Dirty Boy Video is a paid website.
Gay Torrents.
No, Gay Torrents is not that's one of those sites where you get bootleg videos.
The BitTorrent.
You would never do such.
Yeah, it's too long. Yeah.
Hey.
Well, thank you so much for enjoying our boring sex talk, and we'll talk about something else. This is you guys popped my sex cherries on the online. Ooh, thank you. Lick my taint. Well, David B, are you going to come to Pod Camp Midwest? Probably not.
Maybe, but probably not.
Right. So if you guys are going to come to PodCamp NYC, I'm going to show you my thighs.
If I come to PodCamp Midwest,
yes.
You'll hug me and I'll show you my taint.
Okay, Pinoy Boy is getting excited as we speak.
Yeah, we're going. Us at
PodCamp.net
are going.
Okay, so Pinoy Boy, yay, they're coming. And Peter.
Hey. I'll put a PayPal button up on the occasional fag, and if people give me enough money.
To show your taint?
to get out there. I don't know.
Oh, I see. Well, you can jog shirtless.
Would that mean I'd be being paid for sex?
That's right. That makes you a whore.
Only transiently.
That makes you a whore. Right?
Me?
Does whore get paid? Yeah.
The title of my first podcast was Whores Will Be Whores, so I think I've established.
I think everybody's a bit of a whore.
Well, I'm a whore.
Yeah, me too. Thank you very much for listening again for the 10,000th time. And I'm still in love with Lady Reptastic. That's why I sometimes sound a bit like her. Mm-hmm. Thank you, please. Have you listened to her yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, if you like that kind of joke, because I have a black friend. We like to talk like that, and so I showed that to her, and she absolutely loved it. So she said, "Are you sure she's not black?" She told me, "Are you sure she's not black?" Mm-hmm, do I sound black? Mm-hmm, all right. Well, have a good night, everyone. Bye.
Good night.
Oh, Lord, ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
Raw. Bang. I need to find the stop button. That's what I need to do. Okay, stop button here. Ta. Thank you, Benoit Boy. Thank you, David B. See how I can drag out 1 minute.
To finally get to talk to you.
I know, it was a pleasure to touch your taint.
I've been cyber-stalking you for so long,
you
John.
You have. I know, but I should start listening to your show. Do you talk about me on your show? If you talk about me on your show, I'll listen.
No, see, we don't talk about other podcasts.
No.
We're unique in that event is that Brian doesn't listen to podcasts,
right.
So we don't talk about podcasts on our
show. No, I don't. I just don't have time, so I change up my shows all the time.
I mean, I sit in front of a computer all day at work and listen to podcasts.
Right. Oh, that's it. Let me switch the stop button first because I'm still recording. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.